The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in wellness, beauty, and food every day. That can be a lot to keep up with, so let me do the work. I'm the Trend Reporter, Mara Schiavocampo, here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Our trend this week, going natural, making the transition from straightened hair to those beautiful, natural, popping curls. Now, it's a process that takes patience, dedication, and know-how, but it is definitely worth it. Joining me now to break it all down is beauty expert and hairstylist to the stars, Gabrielle Corney. Gabby, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks, Mara. Thank you for having me.
So I should also mention that Gabby is a dear friend and my stylist. And I love you because you're so patient with me. And I know I'm such a pain in the ass.
Not at all.
Come on,
Gabby.
Sometimes
I wish we could switch chairs.
Well, that would be fun. That would be a fun switch. But I'm like very particular and I'm kind of indecisive too, I think. So I'll come to you for something and then I'll change my mind. And you're always like so patient with me about that. That's why I love
you. Well, you know, girls got to have their options. So, and you're always so nice and you're such a fun client to have. I'm just so grateful that we were able to build a friendship outside of the chair.
Yes.
So, you're good,
yes,
girl.
Me too. All right.
You're
cool.
Good.
Thank you. Okay. So I want to start with your hair story because your curls are so popping. If you have not seen Gabby's hair, check Gabby out on Instagram because your curls are so perfectly defined, each and every one. It's almost like somebody came in and drew them. So it kind of makes me hate you a little bit because they're shiny and they're popping and they're consistent. And it looks like you just woke up like that. So you had to make the transition to natural hair too, right? You had straight hair at some point.
Yeah, so I had pretty much a relaxer all my life. My mom relaxed my hair when I was 7 years old. It was all the way down to my waist, and it was super curly and super unruly. And of course, like most little kids, I was very tender-headed. So she's like, let me give this girl a little creamy crack so she can calm down and I can comb this hair and so it could be quick and cute.
So you got your first relaxer at seven. And then yep. At what age did you transition to natural hair?
So it's so funny how I wound up transitioning to natural hair. I had absolutely no intention on doing so because my hair was short. So I had like this super cute little bob. Remember how Monica used to have like that long short haircut? It was long on the top and short in the back and the sides. So I had that haircut. I was on tour with a recording artist. We were traveling all over the world and my hair wasn't doing well. A, because I didn't have time because obviously all of my attention and focus was on her. B, we were in a lot of different countries in a short period of time and the water quality was changing. And I was like, what am I going to do with this hair? So a coworker and also dear friend of mine recommended that I just transition into my natural curls. But I'm like, wait a minute, but that means I have to grow out my short haircut at the same time. So I just went for it. I just grew out my short haircut and transitioned into natural hair at the same time. It was a movie.
How long did that take you, the whole process?
It took me about a year and a half time.
Okay. That actually doesn't sound too terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible, but it was a transition because like a lot of other ladies who are transitioning, it's almost like reprogramming your beauty brain because you're so used to working with chemically treated hair. You literally have no idea what to do with the curls, kinks or coils that God blessed you with.
No clue. And that's the position that I'm in. And so that's why, you know, sometimes I do a lot of research before a conversation and sometimes I intentionally don't because I want to come to it with the same questions that the average person would have. In other words, I don't want to know the answer before I ask the question. And that's the position that I'm in now because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like when we were growing up, everybody got a relaxer. Was anybody wearing their hair natural that you remember when we were kids?
No.
So I got my first relaxer when I was, I want to say 10 or 11, which is late. And my parents, as like a political statement, wanted my sister and I to have afros. Because my mother always had an afro. But
I could see that.
This was the 80s, Gabby. And we could not have hated those afros more. Like, it was not even the dignity of being a Jerry curl. It was just a straight up afro with a pick, you know, like I actually had a pick with a fist on the end.
I'm laughing with you, not at you.
No,
you.
It was the thing that kids made fun of me about. They would call, they would start singing that Guns N' Roses song, Welcome to the Jungle. They would sing it to me, the jungle being my hair.
I see now
how much self-hatred is in that and how much, you know, it's kind of like the colonization and all of these political issues that are surrounding our hair. But at the time, all I wanted was straight hair. So then my sister, who was 4 years older than me, and she was going through this in middle school. So imagine how bad that was for her. She finally begged and pleaded with my mother to get a relaxer. And so my mother allowed us to get a relaxer. So my mother takes us to the mall. We get a relaxer. I am not exaggerating when I say, to this day, that was one of the happiest days of my life. It's up there with like the days that my kids were born, my wedding day, graduations, the day I got my hair relaxed. So because my mother had never had a relaxer, she didn't know what to do with it. So you want to know the first thing me and my sister did when we got home with that relaxer? You're going to die.
Do I get one? How many guesses do I get?
Just take one.
You wet it.
We went swimming. Yep. We went swimming because we wanted, you know, in the movies when the woman comes up from the water and she has straight hair and the water runs off her hair and the hair is like slick down her back.
Yep.
We wanted that. So we swam all night. And then in the morning we were like, why doesn't it look like it did when we left the salon? Anyway, fast forward to college. I go to California. And nobody was really relaxing their hair in California because they don't have humidity. So that's when I started to grow out my relaxer and cut the relaxer, but I was still pressing it and flat ironing it to straighten it. So I've never worn my hair natural since I was a kid. So I tried to wear it natural once or twice, and it was a disaster. And that was when I realized, because I don't have a relaxer in my hair anymore. I haven't had it now for 20 years. That's when I realized, oh, this is not as easy as washing my hair and putting some leave-in conditioner in. This is very, very, very complicated. So let's start with the process. Let's start with somebody who has a relaxer. What are the steps that you need to take to get your hair back to its natural state?
Step one is to let the fantasy of other people's hair, let it go. Because I've experienced that a lot from behind the chair, you know, and myself, because I will see other people and their beautiful hair and I would want their hair. We have to let that go because we fantasize about certain curl patterns and what our hair will be like natural. And then when it's not that, then we get disappointed. So then we start constantly chasing this dream of that curl instead of loving on our own. So that's step one. Let that go. Let the hair fantasies go. Step two, you have to find a place where you're going to feel feminine and sexy in that natural state. Because people love long, flowing, beautiful, straight, wavy, styled hair. But natural hair, regardless of what the texture is, it does what it wants to do. So you have to feel like you have that confidence has to shine through, you know, your hair. You're like, okay, I'm going to commit to this natural hair and I'm going to feel sexy and I'm going to feel pretty and I'm going to feel beautiful.
Do you feel that that's where a lot of people abandon it? That
absolutely
they struggle with that confidence without the hair they're used to?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm like, okay. And then you have to move into the commitment of it, right? Because once you let the fantasy go, then you have to be like, you know what, whatever it is, I'm going to feel confident and I'm going to feel beautiful. It's going to be different and I'm going to have to commit to it differently. The process is going to be unique. No curl is created equal. That's what we move on to the next step. It's like, once you commit to them, it's like, what do I have to do in order to truly rock my natural hair? And so many women are addicted to heat, you know, because once again, they love that straight hair. You have to really be willing to walk away from the hot tools, flat irons, curling irons. And for some people, the blow dryer, you have to let go of that, those roller brushes and those paddle brushes. And you just have to. And that's, I think, where, the struggle has been.
Everything that you've just said made me like cringe a little. When you said like get rid of the flat iron, I was like, oof, yes. Just that hurt deep.
I've been natural.
I want to sleep with my flat iron. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Of course.
But the thing is, I have not, and this surprised me a lot. I thought that because I didn't have any chemical straighteners in my hair, that whenever I decided to wear it natural, all I would have to do is wash it and put a product in it and it would have those curls. And then I tried it a couple times and that was not the case. My hair was still straight. And I remember asking you, why is this hair still straight? And you said that it was what, thermodynamically relaxed? What was the term you used?
I love the fact that you just go for it, Mara. I swear, I absolutely live for you. I hope your audience lives for you as much as I do because you just go for it. So people have nicknamed thermal relaxing heat damage, but that is actually not the correct terminology. When your hair is heat damaged, it's burnt or it's singed. So heat damage is not the correct terminology. It's called thermal relaxing. So what thermal relaxing is what a lot of women experience in their natural hair journey, because what happens is that the curl pattern gets scorched from excessive heat. And when you say excessive heat, some people think you have to keep curling it over and over again, or it happens over time. No, for some people, it happens from one time. So what happens is that the hair is actually healthy. It just doesn't have a curl pattern in one particular area, or maybe on the ends, or for some people is in the mid shaft, meaning in the middle of the hair. That is irreversible. The only way to reverse it is to cut it. You cannot fix it.
Okay. So if you have the thermal relaxing?
Yep. Okay. See? Ding, ding, ding.
Boom. I learned quick. So if your hair is thermally relaxed, or if it's chemically straightened, you actually have to either cut it all at once or grow it out and cut it as it grows. Correct?
Correct.
So let's say now you're at the place where you have cut out whatever straight, you know, unnaturally straight hair you have on your head. So everything that's there is in its natural state. Now what? Because it's not as simple as just washing your hair and poof.
No.
It's perfect.
Nope. So what I tell clients all the time, not only because of my experience with them, but also my own personal natural hair journey, you have to try. Your product and your process are married. They don't date. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you skip steps, or if you miss something, or if you put too much, or you put too little, then there's no union.
I mean, I feel like there's a million different ways that women achieve those perfect curls. So what are the different options for process?
Well, there's the wash and go, of course, meaning, and I mean it very loosely, not literally, because some people think when you say wash and go, it's just like, oh, wash your hair and then just go. No, that in itself is a process. But when I say wash and go, I mean, you just shampoo your hair, you condition it, and then you use your product to let your natural hair just curl on its own, whether it's air dried or if you use a diffuser or some type of blow dryer just to, you know, dry the actual curls. Then we have twist outs and braid outs, which can be done in a French braid method or individuals, where they call them chunky, meaning that they're just individual boxes, whether they're twists or braids. And then you have rod sets where you can do the hard rods, the bendable rods. And now they have these flat ones that are so cool. They're all over Instagram. They're like a little coil and you wrap your hair around. And you can either sit under a hooded dryer, or you can sleep with them overnight until they naturally dry. And then you can manipulate your curl pattern that way.
So you just have to try. It's just trial
and
error.
You just have to try.
So in terms of product, what are the different categories of products that you want to look for?
Ooh, so we went from 0 to 100.
I know, there's so many, but I feel like we just need to narrow it down to like the three must-haves.
Oh, I could give you several off the top of my head. Well, we actually went from 0 to 1,000 because back in the olden days when you and I went natural, right? We didn't have anything.
Nothing.
But now we have butters, we have creams, we have lotions, we have potions, we have jellies, we have gelée, we have so many different products.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing, but you know what's so crazy, Mara? Mm. That it creates the same confusion in the marketplace.
You got your eyes glazed over. Unless it's Tracee Ellis Ross's pattern, which I went to buy some, and those girls had picked the shelves clean. There was not bottle left.
They sure did, because I didn't even get to try not one little tiny little squeeze of it. Sure didn't.
But then if we're just doing the basics and you say to someone, yep, okay, you need these four things, not specific mm-hmm. products, but you need mm-hmm. these four types of products to yep. style your hair.
Yep.
What would those be?
A great shampoo, a great deep conditioner, because, you know, we need moisture, hydration, and we need to rebuild our hair. We need to keep it strong. So I would say invest in a shampoo, a great deep conditioner, a leave-in. I love water-based cream leave-ins for natural girls because we need the hydration. And then I would say a styler. You know, I've worked on my curls for such a long period of time. I really loved on them and spent so much time with them. I can pretty much put anything, any type of cream in it, and it works for me. But then go ahead and get your styler, because okay. if you find a great shampoo, if you really take the time and deep condition your hair and take care of it, then the stylers are just going to accentuate what you already worked on.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense.
Yes. That's a big help. So what if your, what if your hair texture and curl pattern is inconsistent, which is definitely right. the case with me. It's like I got two different types of two people's hair on my same head.
Right.
Like in the right. back, it's one kind of way. And then around mm-hmm. the edges in the front, it's another kind of way. So yep, how do you manage two textures?
Right. And that's usually what a lot of women, especially women of color, have to deal with, because they have to manipulate, you know, usually the tighter curl pattern to do what the looser curl pattern is doing. So that's where rod sets, braid outs, and twist outs come in.
Okay. So the manipulation will help you kind of make the hair consistent.
Absolutely. Or some people use the diffuser. Like, for instance, a lot of ladies have a looser curl pattern around the perimeter, which means, you know, around the edges. So you might diffuse that part and let everything else air dry.
Okay. And then what about like the equivalent of a ponytail, basically, or it could be a ponytail, you know, on the days where you don't want to twist it out. I mean, this is a lot of work. I did it for 3 days and I was like, oof, like, let me get my flat iron back. This is too much. So on the days where you don't want to, you know, do all the twists and the bloody blah and air dry it and fluff it, and are there styles that are not going to set you back, but that will still look cute? Like, can you slick it back into a high bun or a natural ponytail? Like, is there any issue with using gel? What are your other styling options?
Yes. So, you know, a bun or buns, one or two, depends, you know, on who's doing them. You can definitely do a bun and use gel, but in moderation, because believe it or not, some people's curl pattern will stretch out from constantly brushing it with alcohol based products and pulling it back into a bun or a ponytail. So there's so many, tutorials on YouTube with cute styles. If you're not a YouTuber, you could always hit up good old Pinterest or good old Google. You know, you could use your smartphone and, you know, find some styles that would not only be cute and they would be easy, you know.
What are the most common issues that you're hearing from your clients? What makes people want to give up?
The work, the fact that it is a lot of work. They don't want to do the work. They just want to wake up cute. I'm like, then you need a wig.
Well, because I think people don't realize, and I did not realize this, that natural mm-hmm. hair would be more work. I thought it would be
it's
easier.
More work. Nope.
So
you also have to think about it too. Like, you've never done that before. Most women haven't had truly like natural hair since they were kids.
Right. And we forget what it was. We don't even know what our own hair texture is. Exactly. So now you've done the work, you've done your twist or whatever, your curls are popping, they're perfect, and it's time to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. What do you do with your hair at night?
Some women have to retwist their hair because they perspire in their scalp at night, or they might be tossing turners, you know? So you should definitely protect it, whether it means twisting it or rebraiding it. And you have to use some type of hair covering, a breathable fabric, either silk or satin, a bonnet, or some type of scarf. And if you're neither one of those girls, invest in a silk or a satin pillowcase. Don't put panties on your head, not stockings, not your beige do-rag. None of those things are okay.
They're not curl appropriate.
Curl appropriate.
You know what I would love to do, Gabby, I'd love to have you back for this, is to do a Q&A. So
yeah, I would
ask
love that.
Folks for some questions about transitioning to natural and then have you back to answer those. Would you do that?
I would love to do that. Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much. Tell people where they can find you on social media.
Oh my gosh, you guys can find me on social media all across the platforms, including YouTube, at Gabrielle Corney. It is spelled GABRIELLECORNEY. And I answer DMs. Ow.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thank you, Mara.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out The Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.